And staying with that, for politicians here, it's the summer recess, but the government is recalling the Shannon, we're told, as soon as procedurally possible to debate the crises in both Ukraine and Gaza. There was growing pressure for the recall from a cross-party group of senators. The Minister for Foreign Affairs will address the Upper House. Well, we're joined on the line by Senator Dara O'Brien, who leads Fianna Fáil in the Shannon. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Christopher.
Now, the gravest of situations underpinning this decision, but what can a Shannon debate achieve?
Well, I think, Christopher, what I would hope is that the situation in Gaza and indeed in Israel has been discussed, you know, across this country. We've had thousands of people on the streets, you know, and the only place it hasn't been debated so far has been in the Oireachtas. And I think the Irish people firstly deserve to know why the government saw fit to abstain on the UN resolution into an independent inquiry.
Well, surely the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, has been at great pains over successive media interviews to point out the reasons behind that. Do we really need to hear it again in the Shannon?
No, well, I think in fairness, the Minister, you know, is an elected minister of the people. You know, he as well has a duty to report to both the Dáil and indeed the Shannon. Now, I think the Shannon's coming back will provide a role for and provide a vehicle, you know, for the views that you've been hearing in relation to Gaza and in relation to Israel and the terrible crisis that's happening there of over 1,000 civilians killed in Gaza and indeed civilians killed in Israel too. And I think it's an opportunity for Charlie Flanagan to address the Shannon formally on the government's response to this. And I would like to see, to be honest with you, the Dáil recalls on the back of this as well for a full debate to happen in the Dáil.
In essence, just
to finish on this, Ireland does have a proud, strong tradition in relation to independence in the Middle East. And, you know, we can be seen as an honest broker on this. So I really do believe that we have a role to play. And that's why it's important that the Shannon is recalled.
Are you hoping that in the course of this debate on, particularly perhaps on Gaza, that you will, if you like, winkle out some of the government senators who will dissent, if you like, from that decision at the UN last week?
We're not trying to deal with this on a party political basis. I would actually hope that across parties, both in government and in opposition, and indeed with our independent senators and colleagues there, that we can agree a cross-party motion and a resolution from the Shannon that actually shows very clearly where we stand. Most of us, I think all of us, are particularly concerned about the ongoing situation there. And, you know, I don't really want to get into, you know, to have an idea there that we're trying to pick off government senators. Not at all.
Well, people could be forgiven for thinking that, though.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth of it. I think all of the senators will be very concerned, as like all Irish people are, about what's happening.
Yeah, but essentially, you're going to ask them to stand over the position of the government last week on
no,
that
I'm
abstention.
Not. What I'm saying to you, Christopher, is I'm going to ask, as many other colleagues are, ask for an explanation from Minister Flanagan about the abstention, about Ireland's abstention on the UN resolution. But there is more to be dealt with there. I think it does provide, and I know a lot of government senators are also very concerned about what's happening. So it's not a question of trying to divide the House. This situation is far too serious to play party political games with it, and that's not what anyone is doing here. This has been a cross-party effort, to get the Shannon recalled, and I really do think it's important that the Dáil be recalled now. That has been sought as well, both by my party.
Well, just in relation to the Shannon recall, what's the latest on when that might happen?
Well, I hope as soon as possible. You would have seen the leader of the Shannon statement. He said as soon as procedurally possible. I actually hope that happens this week. I don't see any reason why not. It is very urgent that this is addressed, and I would hope that it will be in the coming days. Certainly this week, I see no reason why not. And it will show again that the Shannon has a role in this, and it'll give the Minister for Foreign Affairs an opportunity to put his case as to what the Irish government is doing in relation to the ongoing crisis.
We will leave it there. Senator Darren O'Brien, leader of Fianna Fáil in the Shannon, thank you for joining us.